What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And before we start taking phone calls here, I've got an email that I think I want to read to you. I've seen the full video of the shooting of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia. In the full video, it shows him running down the street in the direction of the white truck and the two men, one in the back of the truck and one on the street on the driver's side. Ahmaud is not blocked by the truck. He runs around the passenger side of the truck, cuts across the front of the truck, and attacks the guy in the street. The guy in the street defends himself and doesn't initially fire. In the ABC, CBS, NBC video, they, just like Chuck Todd's editing of AG Barr, cut out the jogger running around the side of the truck and attacking the guy in the street, and the next thing you see is him getting shot. The edit is so obvious, it's disgusting. In the meantime, YouTube has taken down the complete video as offensive. Well, no wonder I couldn't find it here. All right, we're going to go to the phone, starting with Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there, Mike. You mentioned tectonic activity and earthquakes up along the Pacific Northwest.
Yes.
That subduction zone is very active. It starts up just north of the San Andreas transform system, and then it swings all around the Pacific. It runs through the Aleutian Islands and on down along the west coast of the Pacific, swarming the Ring of Fire. And that area up there in the Pacific Northwest is probably one of the more active areas. That's the Juan de Fuca plate is being subducted beneath the North American plate.
Yep.
You can see it's active because you got that Cascade Range right there. And there's been some concern over time among the volcanologists and seismologists who have studied that area, that it's ripe for an earthquake, and they have surmised that that could be one of the more devastating earthquakes to occur when it does occur. So the damage to the northwest, to the Seattle area, and in that area could be immense, and it could be enormous loss of life. And of course, if that's accompanied by a volcanic eruption, then you know all bets are off because people might not be able to live up there again. The Yellowstone supervolcano is a supervolcano, and they've mapped out the movement of the hot spot over time. You can see where it's erupted about every 600,000 years, you know, close to that. And that's another very dangerous one. But trying to estimate when that might erupt again is very difficult. No one has been able to develop a method of predicting with any certainty when an earthquake or a volcanic eruption will occur. Nonetheless, if you're looking for an area where an earthquake or volcanic eruption is likely to occur in the United States, the Pacific Northwest is where you would want to look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm not sure I'd invest a lot of money in real estate. Of course, it would probably erupt long after I'm dead. But it's just in a very precarious place with respect to all that tectonic activity. And it's called a Ring of Fire for good reason.
Yes.
So that the Pacific Basin is a very active basin. You don't find subduction zones along the east coast of the United States, but you do find the subduction zones along the Pacific. And, of course, you have that massive transform fault. And all along the west coast of South America, you have a subduction zone. That's why you have major earthquakes in Chile.
Yeah.
Subduction zones are very, very bad places for earthquakes. Anyway, so don't buy a property in Seattle if you're looking to retire anywhere.
Or buy it way inland and then sell it after it becomes beachfront property.
Yeah. if you can survive the eruptions. Okay, Mike, I enjoyed your call. Oh, by the way, I listened to Fauci today. Fauci is just, I don't believe a word that comes out of that man's mouth. I've read today that some of the news organizations are saying, oh, well, he really put Rand Paul in his place. No, he didn't. They had a conversation, and Rand Paul actually nailed him on some issues. And Fauci, he just weaseled out of it. He didn't, I think, acquit himself very well. Of course, Democrats were out there trying to do everything, throw every softball question that they could at him. But Fauci is someone I think whose credentials are really questionable at this point. He hasn't seen a patient in 20-plus years, and I'm not sure he'd know what to do with one if he laid his hands on one. Okay.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of negative stuff about Fauci. All right. Well, Kelly, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. I am being told by our control room that John Stadmiller's guest in the hour that follows this one will be Ground Zero radio host Clyde Lewis. So you may want to stay tuned for that. We're going to go back to the phones to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, remember the original Superman with Christopher Reeve when they're going to set that bomb off and then he was going to buy beachfront property in Nevada, remember? And Otis,
yes.
Remember Otisburg? Otisburg?
Yes.
Hey, Mike, I watched the Fauci thing. You know, there's one thing, though, Fauci, he has a lot of books. My God, I mean, he must be a bookworm because there was just books all over the place, you know, and paperwork and books. So, I mean, I don't know the guy, you know. Is he connected and he's making money? Sure he is. They all do, you know. But, I mean, the guy's not stupid, though. You know, he goes way back to the HIV before that, right? I mean, the guy's been around for a long, you know. So, I mean, you know, I don't know the guy, you know, probably corrupt because they all are. But Mike, I was looking at this article. Did you hear about the FEMA report that came out of the White House about the spike the cases spiking in Tennessee and Kansas counties?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's like some counties, like there's like a meat packing plant in Kansas and a prison in Tennessee, but they had like 1,000% increase in cases in like the Midwest. And I was like looking. Now, most of the young people live in the cities, right? I mean, there is older population, but I mean, the rural areas have a lot of older people. So, I mean, when that starts spreading, you know, it's going to probably be pretty bad in the rural area. I mean, at least they're spread out, you know, not like jam-packed in like a sardine in the cities. But, I mean, it's something to keep an eye out for.
Yes.
But, Mike, there's also a picture of Mike Pence wearing a mask at the White House. Somebody took a picture of him wearing a mask. So, I mean, he is taking precautions. And then you talked about this woman yesterday, Shelley Luther. Did you hear about her? She had received her check before she went into the jail from the PPP check for $18,000.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Mike, I mean, I know a lot of these people do the GoFundMes and stuff, but who was the guy who worked for our government? Was that Peter Strzok? Didn't they do a GoFundMe for him?
They've done one for Michael Flynn.
Oh, do they? It's just, do you think she, like, is trustworthy? Like, she didn't do this just because, like, I mean, I'm just curious when she got, I mean, I'm just curious the date when she got the check before this whole thing. You know what I mean? Like, is it just like a money, just to pull in money or something? You know, like, you never know with people, you know? Like,
well,
everybody's
I think if she'd wanted just the money, she would have taken the check and just stayed at home. But as she stated, in the courtroom, she said she's got employees that need to feed their children. And she wanted to open up so that they could, do their job and feed their children. And as a matter of fact, apparently business is booming. Her little salon a la mode is now famous and people want to go there so they can say they've been there.
Yeah, did you see, remember I talked about that Colorado restaurant? They were actually, the health department ordered them to be closed, but
yes.
Now they're disobeying that order. I mean, I can see if they're going to stay open, at least have separated tables and stuff, not bunching people together. But, like, I don't know, you know. I saw an interview with the guy, and he even says, because I said this, like, there's our government's all over the map with this. You know, it's the whole CDC also. Remember, don't wear a mask, then wear a mask. And the reason why they didn't want you to wear a mask because they didn't have enough masks to go around for the healthcare worker. But, I mean, it's just there's no – it's a bureaucracy. So there's just no one – nobody's sticking to the same playbook, you know. It's just it's really – we're in bad shape. You know, it's just a sad thing to see. Everybody's just trying to position for themselves, you know. It's just like, Even like plus Trump is too. You know, I mean, he's a politician now. You know, but he's also every. It's just nobody's on the same page, and I think that's going to do much. You know, it's just. Things change every day and this or that. I don't know. What do you think about that? I mean, I just, that's the way I see it. It's like nobody's on the same page, you know?
I think that's one of the reasons why people aren't believing, you know, what they're being told about coronavirus, because they're being told such conflicting things. I got an email from somebody earlier today saying the biggest problem, you know, with trusting anything that's coming out about it is that everybody's saying something different.
But we do know one thing. Did you see what happened in South Korea with the gay bar or something? They had to shut that down because somebody spread the disease at a gay bar in South Korea, which is very, that's a taboo thing, I guess, in South Korea and Asia, you know, like, mm-hmm. But they have like a cluster over there. So, I mean, I still think we're in for the long haul. You know, I mean, and Mike, all these people who, if it changes and it mutates, if you're immune to it, say, can you get the mutation?
It depends on how bad the mutation is. If it's a slight mutation, probably not. But if it mutates enough to where the antibodies don't recognize it, then yes, you can get it again.
And that's another thing. They don't know anything about the antibodies. You know, they don't know. If you can get it. So it's just a lot of unknowns, you know. But that's all I got to say, Mike. I hope James from Tokyo calls in and the gentleman from the Netherlands. I haven't heard from him or anybody from the UK for a while either. Like, where's all the callers? Come on, guys. You know, call in. All right, Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And apparently the full video of the Arbery shooting has just been posted on the RBN website, republicbroadcasting.org, and just look in the news section, you'll find it right there. Let's go back to the phones to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael. Good day to you. Aloha. Yeah, I don't know. I hope I was watching Sludge today. I was wondering if Dustin knows what's going on with the parks in New Jersey. Are you having urine bottles? They don't open the bathrooms, but the parks are open, and they got feces everywhere. New Jersey's the governor, they're open the parks, but he won't open the bathrooms there. So the people are using urine bottles and they're urinating everywhere in the parks, and feces everywhere over these parks in Jersey. Also, San Francisco, there's 18,000 more homeless living in tents. While you have that Pigs Pelosi lives in a $18 million mansion. She has a $25,000 refrigerator. She eats $2,000. She has $2,000 worth of ice cream in her special refrigerator. Cost $25,000, the Pig Pelosi, going around screaming with her Tourette's like a nutcase. You got bumbling Biden. He probably did rape that Tara Reid. I want her to take that lie detector. I want to do like a Maury Povich show where Joe's got to go on the show and show that he didn't rape her through a lie detector. Lie detector is the way you can show the American public that Biden is a bumbling buffoon. And by the way,
Tom, the problem is lie detectors. The polygraph-type lie detectors can be defeated quite easily. I'd rather see them under a voice stress analyzer.
Okay, perfect. I agree. But here, Michael, here's what's going on. You saw, I didn't know this, and I don't know none of your listening audience knew this. On Tucker Carlson the other night, Jesse Waters' show, they have tapes of Biden saying that he had 3 degrees, and he had a lie, and he apologized, and he to get the 1 degree, he had to beg the university to get his 1 degree. Also on tape of Biden, they have bumbling Biden, okay, talking about his doing plagiarism. You heard about that? He's plagiarizing?
Plagiarism.
Yeah, yes, that's the word. Yes, he was doing, they caught him on tape. He even admits to it. He apologizes for that. This guy is nothing but an habitual liar. He's got dementia. He's got a brain of a 108-year-old man, and people are going to vote for this moron over Trump. And you're going to allow millions of more illegal immigration? Like I told you, no, Michael, this is insane. But, you know, what I really want to say is this, too, and I hope Miles and Joe and Mark call in because they're all great callers. But especially Miles, he really hits it home. But I got to tell you, Michael, what's going on with the Flynn investigation? Now, Michael, I want you to talk for this like for 5 minutes. Will you have the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, telling the millions and millions of people the other day that Barry Sortero, Hussein Obama, committed treason. There was treasonous acts by a former president against an incoming president, if that doesn't light up the country for what the media is not doing, it's disgraceful. Because a president of the United States who's sitting in office right now accusing another president of treasonous acts along with Comey, that Strzok, that Page, all these criminals, that's already been proven. And we're still waiting for the shoe to drop, and the chickens are going to come home to roost when the Durham report comes out. Okay, so when that Durham report comes out, and we're going to see where Sotero Obama really stood in all this. Now you have the Mexican president accusing Obama of the gun running. Have you heard about that, Michael?
Yes, I have.
That's on Sludge Report, on Sludge. And now the Mexican president's even saying Obama was flooding it with Eric Holder with the Fast and Furious and the guns. That in itself right there is treason. Sotero Obama took the rules of radicals and took it to the extreme. Okay? Barry Sotero Hussein, and I don't even call his real name is, who is the father? Marshall Davis. I believe Marshall Davis is the father of Obama.
Yes.
He was a full-blown communist that lived in Hawaii, but actually was from Chicago. A full-blown communist was this guy, Frank Marshall Davis, who had such hatred for the United States, it's ridiculous. Okay? Couldn't even touch some of these other radicals. Now, Obama, he has Dreams of My Father. You can look in that book and see how radical Obama is.
Yes.
Or Caro. He is a full-blown radical. Now, this guy made President of the United States because they marketed him like a Twinkie. He was marketed like a Twinkie package. You know the Twinkie's going to kill you if you eat too many of them, but you know what? People will buy them because they taste good, and you'll end up dying from the Twinkie. You understand? Just like this.
Yes.
Fauci fool. Fauci is a fool. He's a liar. He's trying to look, Michael, Cunningham the other night had a great show because he's absolutely right. The swine flu killed a lot more people than this flu in 1969, the swine flu, a Hong Kong flu, whatever it was, and they didn't shut the government down. Millions of people didn't lose their jobs. This is nonsense. This is all about China dictating to the world about money. It's all about the money with the Chinese. How could a country in 1974, whose 98% of their people were riding around on bicycles, now have super highways and everything? Because they ripped off America, the United States. They took our factories. They took our asphalt. They took everything out of here. They have better medical support. What's going on here in 1974, Michael? How does the country get so rich?
Dustin, China didn't take it away. It was given to them by short-sighted CEOs and government policy as part of this whole globalism thing.
Criminal, exactly. And I'm
yes.
Done. Dustin, whatever. Okay, Michael, anyway, listen, all I can say is what's going on right now with the Democratic Party, how they're getting away with the narrative to get a guy like Biden elected is disgraceful. You got this guy, what's the guy, the news anchor, Todd?
Yes.
Chuck Todd, is it? You got this guy lying like crazy. Chuck Todd is a big liar, but they put him on TV. But, you know, I'm wondering, Michael, they kicked off Kennedy and they kicked off Trish Regan off of Fox News because they were kind of defending Trump, and they're booted off the air. And I didn't mind looking at those two, especially Trish Regan. She's really good to look at. But now they got this guy, Chuck F. Todd, this crook, and you got that morning schlow, the morning Jews, whatever you want to call them. It's just ironic. Oh, by the way, Mike, one more thing, and I know you got other callers. Did you see that Bloomberg's pumping in $80 million in the state of Texas and turn it blue?
Yep.
Michael Bloomberg's pumping in $80 million to turn that state into New Jersey or New York. And he's going to get all these illegals in that state to do it. Just like Jersey and New York. They brought all these millions of illegals over there. Now, I guess they're getting them citizenship because they know they'll be future Democratic voters. Let's tell the truth. The Supreme Court, they want to turn that with bumbling Biden so they could get more people like that Ginsburg or whatever you wanted, that schmuck arena, that nienta. That's exactly what, like I told your show last week, Michael, how is 3% of the population get all these officials elected in the office? Because you must have a bunch of dingbats in the Christian faith and not paying attention.
Dustin, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back for more phone calls after these few words.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Arjun in New Jersey. Hello, Arjun. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Mike. So I wanted to talk about Dr. Ron Paul. In my lifetime, I only saw like one politician who was true towards the Constitution. That was just Dr. Ron Paul. Like, he only voted for things that were actually right and that were constitutionally allowed. Now, the thing is that, like, I wanted to know from you, do you know anyone else other than Dr. Ron Paul who was like a leader, like who was like a congressman or senator like Ron Paul in your lifetime previously that was there like previously in Congress, you know, other than Ron Paul?
No. Ron Paul is unique. And, you know, when he was running, I did support him.
Yes. I was thinking, like, when the country would have started, like, in 1776, would all the leaders that we had at that point of time, would they have been similar to Dr. Ron Paul?
Yeah, they were, because, you know, when this country was started, our political leaders, they weren't career politicians. They were people who had businesses. They had they had farms. They had distilleries. They had print shops. You know, Ben Franklin was a publisher and inventor. Paul Revere was a silversmith. John Hancock sold insurance. I mean, these were men who had lives and businesses, and being in the government was a part-time honorary situation. but over time we've developed this permanent political ruling class, which acts like history's other ruling classes as well.
Sure. There was one thing I was wondering, like, you mentioned that, like Republic Broadcast Network is doing the fundraiser, and you guys are needed. You guys need funds. I was wondering that if you guys put your financials, like on your website, that how much you are earning and how much are your expenses, would that help, like, people to concretely see how much is your expense and how much you are bringing in, and that might actually let people decide that, okay, we should donate. Like, I love your channel, you know, like, I'm just saying that, like, that might help people donate more towards your network.
Well, there's merit in your idea, because I think a lot of people don't appreciate how much it costs to run a website server or to run the studio in Round Rock, Texas. But that would be up to John Stadmiller to do. And, you know, but I'll definitely forward the idea onto him and see if we can come up with something.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. That's all I have for you today.
Okay. Thank you. And we're going to switch over to Robert in Illinois. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Jeez, I've been waiting so long. The whole Flynn thing, you know, now that we got the revelations about Obama and a lot of stuff starting to come out of the woodwork, I probably mentioned this on your broadcast before, that Obama is in for impeachment. Now, it's not going to be until, and this is why you do have to vote for President Trump, because he's the best we got, regardless of anybody's, you know, wishy-washy feelings, because I got those same wishy-washy feelings, I'll tell you, brother. But Obama's going to get impeached. It'll be in Trump's second term, but he is going to get impeached. He is going to go down. A lot of these people are going to go down out of this corporation, of this stuff, that all the things they put us through, this government through, and whatever, the whole hijacking the system. And you know, with all the, from the Bushes and the Clintons and then Obama, the extension, and Hillary and whatever, they've done a lot of dirty work, a lot of dirty deeds. They put us, yeah, all of our lives in jeopardy. I mean, we have all been in danger because of what they've been doing. Not just, you know, danger of a life threat, you know, threatening, but our medical, medical health, our financial health, our children's health, our children's well-being, our children's just safety. They put us all in dire, dire straits. And we're talking Eric Holder, Strzok, Page. You just start going on a laundry list. The FBI agents involved. You know, I don't know, start naming some names, you know, the ones that have already been fired. And that leads me to being fired. Like, you know, hey, why don't he just fire these people? Well, they want to keep them employed, Mike, because then they have easy access to them. Because once they fire them and they're no longer a government employee, then they got to start going through their lawyers and the paperwork and warrants and other stuff. But as long as they're still employees, they have full access to them. You follow?
Yes.
That's the rhyme and reason. Why don't they follow that? Why don't he do, you know, look, that's the reason. I mean, I agree. Why doesn't he do this? Oh, get rid of him. That's the reason. And the reason they haven't been all indicted and so on and whatnot, regardless, because we've been talking about this, you know, this is May 2020. We've been talking about this 3 years and change already, you know, of all the stuff that's been going on. We, the independent media, from any websites you want to go to, whether it be Republican Broadcasting or whoever, you know, anything, any exceptions to mainstream media, we've been digging this stuff up left and right. We've had this mystery solved, you know, this crime mystery. We've had this, the characters and the processes and the operations names and all this stuff. We've had this all out there. As we're like, well, President Trump, why don't you just listen to us? You'll learn, you know, that we've had it. But they've had to build cases. They've had to build airtight cases. They've had to build up this judicial system that has been totally corrupt, because it didn't matter what kind of case they
Robert,
had. Or how about it? Yeah.
Robert, I got to hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Robert in Illinois about Stallone, Fauci, Flynn, and various other subjects. So, Robert, why don't you just pick up where you left off?
Yeah, I apologize. I started to get a little long-winded there, man. But, you know, some of your audience is going, bull, I don't believe it. You know, believe me, I've been wishy-washy on this, but I've had so many discussions and so much, you know, so many well-researched, investigative stuff happening over these past years, you know, and again, I've gotten to my down points where I don't believe it. He did this. I can't believe any of it, you know, but back and forth. But we got to have faith. We got to ride this horse to the finish line. And that's what's going on as far as all this goes. You know, he may not be perfectly loyal with what we got. And all the rest of them are deep state players, regardless. They're all just trying to buy for their attention and so on and so forth. Impeach 44, postpartum, post or however you want to say it, even though President Obama isn't president anymore. Yeah, he could still be impeached. That means, folks, wiping out 8 years of all that garbage. That's what that impeachment means. That means a lot of undoing. That's what that means. Think about that. That is in everybody's best interest here. Let me move on. You know, Shelley Luther, Justin starts putting question about Shelley Luther. I listened to her on the Power Hour a couple Fridays ago, and she is an independent salon owner. What she does is she's one of those owners where she rents out her some space, like they she contracts space out to like different whatever. That's how she runs the business, and then they pay her rent. She's had the business for about 2 years. This year she was about to get into black. It was a good year. She started to make money. Well, then they did this whole thing, and then nobody can work. So she let her, when she opened, she's like, okay, you guys go back to work. I'm not charging you for that space. She's true, okay? She's not some shill doing some attention thing, and she just got caught up because they came after her, and that's how she got the headlines. And she fought back. She stood for her, you know, principles. And that is good stuff. Now, when people came to the rescue, that's a good thing, unlike what happened with the Kavanaugh case and the Blasey Ford, when there are 11 different GoFundMe accounts over $10 million, or over $1 million. That's different. That is shill, not our Shelley Luther. You got to stand behind these people. And anybody that opens up their business, make sure you go to their business and you say, hey, thank you, and you buy something or just put something in their tip jar, because they're doing a good thing. They are standing up for something that you and me have allowed them just to go ahead and stomp over and try and take away from us.
Well, I'll tell you, until you've actually started and run a business yourself, most people won't appreciate how much work it takes, how much risk it involves, and how hard it really can be to get a business going.
You betcha, my man. You know, I did have something else. Oh, Fauci. Fauci is a crook. Fauci is smart, but he's not intelligent, okay? There's the difference, and I know you know it, Mike. He is a thief. He is amoral. His whole career has been about failing up. And if anybody, if you're going to listen to Dr. Fauci and his little congressman, then you've got time to listen to a slew of Dr. Judy Mikovits's interviews, conversations, whether it be video or audio, or even by her book, Plague, and now she's got Plague of Corruption. She will tell you she has firsthand experience of who actually identified what is we know today as HIV/AIDS, and how Fauci plays into that, and how he stole the research and discredited people, and how he used that as a weapon to kill millions of people. Okay?
Yes.
Which leads me to those prison guys. You know, they just had to do prison rape. They would have got coronavirus just that easier. That's the best way to get it. Prison rape themselves with all the blood transfer, they would have been done. I don't know what this coughing and drinking warm water. These guys are, that's how dumbed down we are. They already were, you know, they already knew. That's whatever. I'll let you go, Mike. Take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Kevin in West Virginia. Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mr. Mike. I have a bunch of things that are on my mind. The first one is Dr. Ubenfuhrer Fauci. What a fraud.
Yes.
What a fraud. Not only is he a fraud, he's a criminal and needs to be tried. He needs to be tried for crimes against humanity, as well as the guy who wrote the original report from, what was it, the college from London? It started with an I, and I forget what the name of that.
Oh, yes. I know who you're talking about, the one with the bad computer models. The one who had to quit his job when he turned out he was breaking the was over at Imperial College, and he was having an affair with a married woman, and they were violating the lockdown to do it, and he had to quit his job.
Yes, I think he should be tried against crimes against humanity, because his original report is what everybody around the world went on. Now, here's something else that not a lot of people are talking about. I'm highly, highly pissed off at my fellow Americans, and also disappointed from being scared into being locked down or put on house arrest, and because that's what that was. And here's why I'm upset. Because when you shut the first world down, you kill the third world. So everybody who's for this lockdown, you have blood on your hands. It's called the third world. How does everybody feel about that? How do you sleep at night knowing that you have blood on your hands and you've killed millions of people from shutting down the first world economy?
That's an interesting aspect.
I mean, nobody thinks about these things. No one does. No one ever thinks about the ramifications of their actions. I mean, this whole virus thing, yeah, it was made in a lab. This was a simulant. Y'all don't know what's coming next. Everybody capitulated and did what they said for these lockdowns. They got us right where they want us. Whenever the federal government or these bureaucrats, whatever, they say jump, we Americans, instead of saying no, we say how high. Nobody will stand up anymore. Where is the men in this country that will fight back? Because you know what, Mike, I'm not for violence. I'm not at all for violence. But we are so far gone off the Constitution and off the Bill of Rights. There's no way back unless we take it back by force. I hate to say that, but I think that's the next step that has to happen. And if we don't, this is going to continue because this lockdown is never going to end. I liken it to Ted Bundy putting it on his victim, put on these pair of handcuffs and we're going to go for a ride. That's exactly what we did, put on the handcuffs and now we're in the car. We're ourselves to blame for this.
Well, of course, I'm opposed to the idea of a violent revolution. I still think that this country, this government, rather, is self-destructing, fueled by an economy which, by its very design, is doomed to fail eventually. But we do have to be ready when the crash does come, like the former Soviet Union, that we're ready to restart this country on, you know, as a republic, with the Constitution, with the Bill of Rights, a few small modifications. Maybe the first 13 amendments, and we'll just pick it up from there.
Totally agree. Something else I wanted to bring to your attention. I don't know if you're a big Stephen Greer fan or if you follow Stephen Greer, but Alex Jones with InfoWars interviewed Stephen Greer today, and I found it to be a very interesting interview, and I'll leave it at that. It was just interesting. I think it's worth everybody checking out what Dr. Stephen Greer has to say, although a medical doctor, and yes, he gets in, I call it woo-woo, talking about with aliens and everything else. But, you know, that's not the point. The point of the fact of what I'm trying to say is we can come together under one accord, under consciousness, because consciousness is what is at the bottom of everything. Even if you study physics or quantum mechanics, you know, we talk about spooky or quantum entanglement. You know, what all of that really is, it's just consciousness. If we can think and uplift everybody, I think we could change a lot of things. I really do. But this is what I just want people to realize, what they signed on for. Whenever they're like, oh, yeah, it sounds reasonable to lock down 2 weeks. 2 months later, here we are, still locked down. This is never going to end. Not going to end. It's not going to stop.
I think it is going to end, and that's because people are just fed up with it, and they're starting to simply ignore it. Like that lady in Dallas and certainly people around here. Anyway, thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Brian in Pennsylvania. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine. You're on the air.
I'm not sure how much you, like, pay attention to everything, but I think it was yesterday our governor, like, went on Twitter and started, like, threatening businesses where if they open before he gives the okay to do it, they're going to, like, take liquor licenses, get rid of your business insurance and everything. And it's crazy. Like, I don't understand. Like, our own governor is, like, threatening businesses. Like, if you do something before I give you permission to do it, then we're coming after you. And it's crazy. Like, I don't get this kind of, like, world that we're living in. Like, how did we get to this point?
Like, well, the governors, I think, are listening to their own egos. You know, state of emergency, I must act, even if it's an act of utter stupidity.
Yeah, I remember, like, what was it, in March, they were talking, we need to shut down for, like, 15 days. 15 days to slow the curve, or slow the spread, flatten the curve. Now it's, we have to eradicate the virus before we can let everybody do anything. And I thought, if you would have asked me in February when all this corona stuff was happening, that that America would have went along with this as far as it has, I would have said you're crazy, and I would have bet every cent I would have had, I would have bet my whole business, everything, that America wouldn't have done this. And I'd be broke. I'd be broke and bankrupt because I truly didn't think we'd ever get to this point.
I didn't think we would either. And, we were told it was only going to be for a couple of weeks. Now they're saying they have to eradicate the virus. There's no way to eradicate the virus. You know, so under that theory, the lockdown in some form or other is going to continue.
Yeah, I was watching a Dennis Prager, like, Q&A, And he said, one of the people asked him, he's like, when do you think that it's ever going to be safe to go outside? And he had, like, the best response. He's like, never. There's always a form of risk walking out of your house, even if you live in your house. Life is all about risk and risk management and what you determine the risk you want to take. It's like I could walk across the street and get killed by a car. Like some drunk driver could plow into me, or like I could be sitting on my porch and somebody could just walk up and shoot me. Life is just all about the unknown, and when did we get so cowardice? Like, when did that happen where the thought of living your life became so terrifying because of some possibility that could exist? And I don't understand the scenario anymore.
Okay, well, I understand exactly what you're saying, and I kind of have the same attitude myself. I'm going to live my life, and, you know, I'm an old guy, and I've had a very good life. Not in the material sense necessarily, but I've gotten to do a lot of things that were really cool, and I intend to go on doing cool things for as long as possible.
Living a fulfilled life doesn't mean you have to be rich. Like, I'm fairly poor. Yeah, like, and I have a fantastic family, and I enjoy my family, and I think that the world of my family, all my relatives, like, now that I'm getting older, I'm actually reconnecting with a lot of people that I didn't, like, family members that weren't really in the best terms when I was a kid, and it's like, I realized how much I missed out by being kind of a douche to them whenever I was younger, and I don't have lots of money, but, I mean, I have a great family. I have my business. I have a wonderful girlfriend. I mean, life is about fulfillment and what you determine. Like, I don't have to be a billionaire to be happy, or even have like $100,000. Like, to me, that doesn't matter. Like, I love doing what I do. I love my family, and I love this country because it allowed me to do all this, and we're just letting it die, and I don't get why.
Fear.
But,
you know, we're being scared into, you know, cowering before shadows, and it's definitely wrong. I think one of the reasons why some of these TV shows like Mountain Man and, you know, Above the Arctic Circle, you know, hacking their living out of the wild, I think the reason those shows are so popular is it does remind us there are different ways of living your life, and involving living life on your own terms. And I'm definitely in favor of that.
Exactly. But you guys, you and Claire both have a great day. I'll let you go. Okay, Mike? Bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm glad you mentioned Bloomberg wanting to pour money into Texas to turn it blue.
Yes.
Well, first of all, people should never look for a candidate under Google. You have to look under Start Page or DuckDuckGo or something, because they shadow banned the Republicans out. And so I just wanted to say that we have a bunch of Christian Hispanic people here running against Hispanic people. We have Elba Camacho here. She's running against Juan Romero down in Austin, and she's amazing. She's a substitute teacher. She knows what's going on in school. She can't stand it. And she's a homeopathist because she's allergic to everything, so she's not going to be on the side of Big Pharma ever. I mean, she's amazing. Elba Camacho. And we have Fabian Vasquez, V-A-S-Q-U-E-Z. And he's an he's a veteran, and he's a businessman, and he's really savvy on everything. He can't do too much because they need money. You know, I think there's a bunch of them out there that people don't know about. So don't ever look for them on Google. Don't do that. Okay. And another thing they've done in Texas that's going to change things a little bit, after Beto ran and told the bottom of his black and white side, she don't like red, white, blue, you should vote straight Democrat. Well, they changed it. You can't vote straight party anymore. So you got to know your candidates, so you can even don't vote for the ones that have any that you don't like when nobody's running against them. Just leave a blank to let you know that undervote count. You know, we don't like you.
Okay.
And I think that's that's something that people need to know, is that that they can't vote straight party anymore. So that's going to keep a bunch of people don't even speak English from just obeying the commands of the a guy who's totally Irish. He just forgot to paint his hands white. He painted his face brown, you know. totally 100% Irish, and speaking Spanish, and bringing all these people up from the down below to get them up here so they could vote, you know. Democrat, he broke all the laws. And the people around where he
I'm very concerned about Google shadow banning the GOP candidates. I mean, to me, that's interference in our political process. You know, far worse than anything virtual. Anyway, we got to let you go and take a commercial break. We got more phone calls when we come back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Chris Hinckley aired a segment today from U.S. Senate's Health Committee hearings. Senator Mitty Swineslime Romney queried Fauci regarding a forthcoming vaccine. And Fauci's first declaration is that based on the extraordinarily effective immune function response of the American people relative to Corona COVID, he suspects there could be an effective vaccine in a year or two. I say, based on his first declaration, none is necessary, and that's well-established scientific fact in all of the microbial, cell bio, mammalian physiology textbooks, etc. Furthermore, there was a presentation by Del Bigtree, which Chris aired a segment from, 30 April. Who is lying to who? Who is lying to who? Highwire, Del Bigtree. This is from the WHO conference last December, in which someone declared there has never been and still isn't any valid, authentic scientific proof of safety and efficacy for any vaccine inoculation, including the 1918 Fort Riley, Kansas pneumococcus pneumonia bacterium, with which all the GIs were shot up with from January through June, and then became disease vectors of the pneumococcus pneumonia bacterium. And that was verified by 9 to 10,000 autopsies, Mike. 9 to 10,000 autopsies. And some guy by the name of Kevin Berry, who was the super sleuth investigator who discovered all this data at Johns Hopkins 3 or 4 years ago. And Chris said it's at Health Impact News, Kevin Berry at Health Impact News in 2018. It's all about the Fort Riley, Kansas experimental military vaccine gone bad. Can you believe this?
Yes.
And Gates and all the rest, they want to cite a Spanish flu when it wasn't Spanish and it wasn't a flu virus. It was the pneumococcus bacterium that they deliberately inoculated the American GIs January through June 1918.
Well, it's like what happened in 1976. Yeah, well, it's like what happened in 1976 with the swine flu vaccine. The vaccine killed 50 times as many people as the flu did.
Thank you. Thank you. And you know what, Mike? I can confirm what you just said. My mom took it. The only one she ever took, she nearly died. And she said, yep, never again. Never again.
Well, good for her, and I'm glad she survived. We have to let you go. We're at the end of the program. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. He's got an interesting guest on here. Please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. It is really important right now. And we'll be back tomorrow. No, actually, I'll be back on Thursday. Tomorrow's a replay. Aloha, America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.